Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
There are few things as nice and as luxuriating, hope I said that right, as a long, hot, or warm shower, except if you are showering in water that needs to be filtered. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Well, we've got Lisa and Ron Barris back with us again to talk about this because I love my showers and I want to be as healthy as I can. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You're absolutely right. The shower is the best. You know, I love it every morning. It's absolutely amazing. However, if you are one of over the 200 million Americans bathing in chlorinated water, everyone needs to listen up. Because literally, and if you think you're not, too, 98% of the U.S. municipal water systems actually treat water with chlorine, so you probably are getting chlorine. And here's the issue. It's a big problem, okay? Because chlorine is released in the shower water, all of our households have elevated levels of chloroform in the air. So just from the showers we're doing on a day-to-day basis.
And, interesting.
It's created, which is an issue. And the reason is this. So when we take a hot shower in an unfiltered treated tap water, you're absorbing this chlorine directly into your body. And you may know this, but your skin is your largest organ. And for most people, 50% of their daily exposure to chlorine is coming from the bathing water. You know, why is this so? Well, chlorine, you know, it's absorbed through our skin, as I had mentioned. But when you take a hot shower, it's almost like a gas chamber. The steamy shower, the chlorine vaporizes. You inhale it in your lungs, and it can even be an asthmatic trigger. So I don't know, do you ladies feel this in the morning when you're taking your shower?
You know,
I don't actually.
I actually have water filters. My whole house is filtered for every single tap. Even the toilet's filtered, which is funny because it came with the house filter. But yeah, no, I'm very familiar with this. Not that we need our toilet to be filtered, but you know, I definitely agree that, you know, filtering is important. But you know what I noticed, guys, and this is, I have a question for you because Ron and Lisa, you guys are the expert when it comes to products. What is there, you know, when I take a vacation, let's say I go to Mexico or we're away with our family and there is no filter because I use it all the time, but that week I'm away, I'm not using a filter and I come back, I am so ill from all the chlorine that I've absorbed into my body. What can you recommend? I need to know, so what can we do when we're traveling? Obviously for the homes, I definitely want to hear your recommendation there, but what can we do for when we're traveling too?
Well, I have a suggestion for you. Number one, you know, the shower filter. We're going to get into that as a solution, but shower filters that you can buy for your shower start at $25 and up. And these are portable. You don't need any tools to install them into your shower. They're, you know, easy to travel with. So you could actually install that right into your shower head at the hotel. And for your kids, I don't know how old your children are, but there's a bath ball if you like to take baths, or for your kids. The bath ball hooks right up. I mean, it doesn't even hook. It has a little string that kind of hangs over the tub spout, and that actually filters the chlorine out of the bathing water. There's also dechlorinating bath salts that you can use, and there's a baby shower filter for anyone listening that has little ones. The baby shower filter is great because that hooks right up to the sink and filters it out. So there's definitely portable solutions for that, and I agree, when I go traveling, that's when you really notice it. If you've been filtering your water, oh my gosh, the smell of the chlorine almost gags you. Oh, and it just goes to show you how we become kind of immune to it.
Yeah, I don't have a filter. I'm embarrassed to say. So for people like me, which one, is there a certain one that you recommend? I know there's different price points on things, but what's like a really good, I guess, medium priced one out
there?
Well,
we're gonna get into why. And the reason that I'm going to say this brand, which is called Aquasana, we have links to it on our site if you need to find it under our links section. But Aquasana is great because they actually filter out THMs, which are trihalomethanes, and these are disinfection byproducts from the chlorine. That's really where the problems come in. I don't know if Ron mentioned this yet, but chlorine is linked to different types of cancers, including bladder, rectal, and even breast cancer. And it's really not the chlorine itself. It's the disinfection byproducts that happen when chlorine interacts with organic matter. And so that's the real problem. So there's some great shower filters on the market, but we really like the Aquasana because it does filter out these THMs.
Okay, what about people who swim? I swam for years and years. I was an aquatic
Great
therapist.
Question.
This was the worst environment. I was in a pool 20 hours a week, a heated pool that was 92 degrees in a small room, and I had to quit after 2 years because I couldn't. I was getting rashes, and the breathing was tough. It was terrible. I'm hoping it hasn't done lasting damage. But seriously, what do you say to swimmers?
Well, you know what? I say be careful and try to find a pool that uses salt water or ozone for the disinfection versus chlorine. And a lot of fitness centers are converting over to that. And even if you have your own pool, you can actually purchase your own conversion kits. You can actually do this yourself. I mean, I recommend hiring someone unless you're a total handyman. But there's kits that you can do yourself. I wouldn't do it personally. You can do it yourself, kits that you can do it yourself, or you can hire a company to do that for you. And they're becoming pretty affordable. So, you know, that's really what I'd recommend, especially if you're an avid swimmer. You don't want to be getting that exposure every day. Chlorine, like we mentioned, it's linked to, you know, breast cancer. There was a study done that found that women with breast cancer had 50 to 60% more organochlorines, which are these byproducts, in the tissue of their breast than that of healthy women. And showering in chlorinated water can also cause pre-existing conditions like asthma or eczema to become exacerbated. So people don't realize it. It's an asthmatic trigger. So if you've got someone in the household that's got asthma, you definitely want to look at doing either the bath bomb filter or the shower filter. It's such an inexpensive fix. It's really one of the number one tips that Ron and I suggest when creating a healthy home.
Okay.
You know, there's different, like, there's different filtration mediums. Like, there's another company we like called Sprite, and they use a totally different, they don't use a carbon.
Yeah, they do. They use redox filtration media. So what happens is the chlorine, it kind of gets converted into a larger chloride. So it doesn't get into the pores of your skin, and it protects you from that perspective. There's different ways to handle it, and the reason why it's done that way is because sometimes the pressure from the water is too intense, or the heat, that it's a more effective way of filtering shower water versus, let's say, a drinking water filter.
Huh. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. It's one of the first things I did after I got sick from my home was installed a shower filter, and you know, I noticed a difference right away, and not to mention it pH balances your water, so you'll notice a big difference on your hair, and even those drying effects that you get on your skin, you get that white, flaky look on your skin. Like, once you install a shower filter, you seriously will never have that again. I don't use lotion on my body at all. I don't even need to anymore.
That's amazing. You know what? We have about 30 seconds left. Is there anything else you guys want to share with us? Because I know you always come with some amazing tips, so I want to let you have the floor.
Well, really just a fact, more or less. You know, we've been excellent at actually making sure we drink filtered water. I feel like we've been better that way. However, in just one 10-minute shower, you can absorb more chlorine from drinking water from that same source than all day. So if you're taking a 10-minute shower and drinking filtered water, but the shower water is not filtered, it's not doing any good. So you got to filter your shower water as well.
I love that. And I'm definitely going and buying a portable chlorine shower filter for my trip next time I go away, when I go away. Guys, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm Andrew Donsky. Actually, if you want to learn more about Ron and Lisa, visit their website at ronandandlisa.com and follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.